Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. When you need a certain partnership to drive your business forward, say yes to Ulster Bank. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
The European Central Bank will decide on November the 6th whether or not to release a letter sent from its former president Jean-Claude Trichet to the late finance minister Brian Lenihan. The infamous letter sent in November 2010 is reported to suggest that emergency loans to Irish banks would be cut off if the government refused to take a bailout from the IMF and the European Union. Tom Lyons is senior business correspondent with the Irish Times and he's on the line now. Tom, good evening.
Good evening, Audrey.
Tom, just go back as if we needed reminding, but just specifically in relation to November 2010 and before this letter was sent, what was going on financially and politically?
Well, at the time, it was quite clear that Ireland's banking system was in the thick of the financial crisis. It was only continuing to keep going because of support from the European Central Bank, which was constantly pushing new liquidity into the system. And it was a time when the holes on the inside Ireland's bank balance sheets just kept getting bigger and bigger. So it was a time of crisis when things were beginning to really come to a head, and discussions were beginning behind the scenes between Brian Lenihan and the Department of Finance with his counterparts, not just in the European Union, but also in the IMF, about the possibilities of some form of a bailout.
What options, other options, other than a bailout, what other options were being discussed by Brian Lenihan and Brian Cowan?
Well, Brian Lenihan at that time, he felt that the state was fully funded for a period of months. So he was trying to negotiate. With the European Central Bank and saying, look, you know, we need to split the difference here. I mean, you need to realize that the reason our banks grew so big was because Europe gave our banks so much funding to expand their lending. On the other hand, we have to realize that we made mistakes too. So there were discussions around burning bondholders, around sharing the losses between the different parties, when suddenly this letter emerges in or around October the 19th. And this letter is a very hardball letter from Jean-Claude Trichet, basically saying, enough of the negotiations. We want you to get into that bailout.
Right. So do we have any specific known knowns about what was in this letter?
Well, we know that Lenihan, in an interview with the BBC with Dan O'Brien, I mean, he refers to being bounced into the bailout. And I know from talking to different sources who have seen this letter that this letter was very strongly worded, and it was very explicitly saying that Ireland needed to accept that it was in an unsustainable position, and it needed to engage with the ECB and the IMF about a bailout, and that if it didn't, and this is the controversial bit, is that if it didn't engage immediately, that maybe funds might be withdrawn from Ireland's banks, and the economy would literally ground to standstill.
And does that sound about right, given what is known about Jean-Claude Trichet's tenure at the ECB?
Well, he was certainly somebody who was a very straight talker. He is somebody who felt very much that Ireland's banks had been allowed run out of control. And he was somebody who was concerned about the overall EU and was concerned that, you know, if Ireland went and started burning bondholders, this would have a knock-on impact right across the European banking system, particularly on Germany and France, that if this prospect of burning senior bondholders was realized, that this could cause other banks who were on the edge to tumble over too. So he was concerned about contagion, and he was concerned that he wanted Ireland to grasp the nettle and take some very, very painful medicine.
So if that does transpire, Tom, that is what was in this letter, and that particularly important bit about withdrawing the emergency loans to Irish banks, could the government of the time fairly claim to have been blackmailed into applying for a bailout?
Well, bounced is one phrase, bullied is another, which has been used in reference to this letter. I think blackmailed isn't far off what it was. I mean, I think we do need to understand the context, which was that the ECB was supporting Ireland's banking system at that time to the tune of tens of billions. So it had been supporting us since that period, back in 2008. So it had been supporting us, you know, over two years, almost 3 years, and it really, really wanted to call a halt to this, and it was not prepared to negotiate. I think that, you know, that certainly that when people look back at Brian Lennon's tenure and they read this letter, I think that they'll realize that this was a guy who, you know, inherited a disaster, and when he took it over, he had very few options as he went along.
Two more questions before you go, Tom. First one, why hasn't the Irish Department of Finance released this letter?
The Irish Department of Finance has said that it can't release it without the European Central Bank approval, because communications from the ECB and member states are automatically have to be kept highly secretive and highly private.
And if at this meeting on November the 6th that the ECB does decide to release the letter, what could the fallout, if any, be?
Well, I think the fallout at this stage... you know, we have repaid all the bondholders. We haven't burnt anybody. I think there won't be a huge fallout, but I think it might give the public a real sense of the pressures that Brian Lenihan was under at the time, the pressures that the state was under, and maybe give them a greater sense going into the banking inquiry of how we got to such a perilous position, and how it was made worse every step of the way as we went along, because... you know, at every step, there was no sharing of the pain with the international bondholders. At every step, it was all pushed onto the shoulders of the Irish taxpayer.
Are you prepared to say what's your sense, whether they will agree to release it?
I think that it's interesting, you know, when Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly, you know, he's saying that he spoke to the Director General of the ECB Secretariat, Pierre van der Hagen. So that is somebody quite senior who seems to be encouraging him. And I think that, you know, the ECB must know that there's been a great mystery around this particular letter, and it's going to feature highly prominently in the banking inquiry. So my sense is that they are going to release it, and that they're going to release it in order to say, look, you know, this was our position at that particular time. And I'd say that they'll probably, in the banking inquiry, they'll try and explain the context of why they took such a hard line at that particular point.
Good talking to you this evening, Tom. Thank you very much. Tom Lyon, Senior Business Correspondent with the Irish Times.